SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Tuesday night. On the grid, 844-843-6879 is the number. A lot going on. A full slate of NBA. A full slate of college basketball. A full slate of pucks. Tons of NFL news and nuggets for Joe. A very busy Tuesday night indeed. Mike Carver and, of course, the encyclopedia of college football. The one, the only. Go for that too, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. Listen to those pipes. Joe Buck pipes tonight. Kids coming out hot. Singing
not really.
Tunes. You held it straight through on the grid. You did it. Unbelievable. Very impressive open by you. You got me amped up.
Got you amped up?
I'm amped up. I feel like I'm in the stadium right now.
I'll tell you what got me amped up. 17 points for Cincinnati in the first half against Houston.
I'm on the under. 132.5. Let's keep it there.
I did the Cincy team total under 59.5.
Good for you. So we need the same thing. And the system play. Hoosiers up 5 at the half.
Wow.
Hoosiers up. Got a bad line, though. I got 3.5 instead of 4.5 last night.
LSU up 13. There is a lot going on, as we said. Plenty of college basketball already in progress, all the early tips. And that Kansas-BYU game is about to start right now as well.
I got the quad on. Got the quad.
You got the quad box cooking? What made the quad box tonight?
G-Town Nova, LSU, Georgia.
Nice effort by Georgetown tonight on the road. They're down 21. Who else you got in there?
I got Miss State, Kentucky.
Okay.
And
Miss State up 8 at the half, by the way.
And what's the ACC game that's on right now? Is it Syracuse?
Pitt Clemson?
Oh, Pitt Clemson. That's Clemson. That's it. They're in half right now?
They're in half right now.
Yeah, there you go. I got the quad going. I got the quad box. Well, Pitt's
quad
wearing
box.
Dark uniforms. I'm like, why are they showing this? They got Pitt in black unis tonight?
I'd have to see that. I have not
they
turned that
like
game
App
on yet.
State. They look like Appalachian State. They're ugly.
they're ugly.
For Pitt, they're not even team colors.
Let me tell you the full rundown here. By the way, welcome to all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159 on a Tuesday night. There's tons of live action. We got Haro tonight. It's all happening, indeed.
We got Haro tonight, huh?
Haro tonight in the first hour, 8:25 East.
So might be rubbing elbows with Haro later in the week.
Have you confirmed that? Are you going to try to get a confirmation on that tonight? Is that what you're looking to do?
Well, I know where I'm going to be. Let's see where he's going to be.
Okay. I know you should go to the golf this weekend. That really bothers me.
I have no desire.
If I was in like a 100-mile radios of the golf, I'd be going.
Yeah. Well, that's
and
that's
you're going to be
right
basically
there.
Hanging out down the block from the place, and you're not going to go.
Exactly.
It bothers me.
I'm
going to
be hanging out at the restaurants and all the eye candy.
It bothers me.
I said it.
Oh, there's eye candy at the golf, Joe.
All right.
I know you don't want to believe that, but it's true.
All right.
There is.
Okay.
Right. Villanova's up 61-38 on Georgetown. Pitt had a 31-27 lead over Clemson at the half. A very desperation-type game for Pitt as they need a nice road win here in the ACC, and they're up four. They're still catching 2.5, by the way.
Yeah,
Kentucky's down 8 at the half. Against Mississippi State. Okay, let's you want to take Kentucky plus the 7.5? You want to go in for more?
Yeah, I don't think Kentucky's going to. I mean, it's Miss State.
We mentioned that we're both on some unders here. Houston leads Cincinnati 26-17. I'm on the Cincinnati team total under 59.5. Joe's on the under for the game, which was in the low 130s, right, Joe?
Yeah, 132.5.
Okay, so they got a live number of 110.5 right now. So
I got a middle going.
I would play the over if I was you, but I personally don't want Cincinnati scoring any points. Syracuse is blowing out Virginia Tech.
Oh, that was a system play.
48-31. They lead that game right now. Elsewhere, Dayton up 42-28 early second half against Davidson. LSU's up 13 on Georgia at the half at home. You mentioned Indiana up 6 on Wisconsin right now. That was one of your plays of the night. Gold
what?
Star, triple diamond.
I told you,
plays.
Indiana.
Well, let's get through the next 17 minutes before we.
They're laying get the 2.5 now. They're laying 2.5. They're up 6.
Kansas and BYU are underway. 7-3 Kansas in the early going in that one. Texas Tech tips at the top of the hour. So does NC State and Florida State, Wake Forest and Notre Dame, Vandy and Arkansas, which is another one we'll get to that Joe loves, Penn State and Iowa with a ridiculous 162.5 total, lots of Mountain West, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. NBA, Joe, the Magic are up 14 at the half on the Nets.
We said that, didn't
58-44. We did say that. The Cavs are up 4 on the Mavericks, so right on the number at halftime, 60-56 there. The Warriors are up 2 at the half on the Wizards, 60-58. What's Curry doing in that game, Joe?
I don't know. I'm trying to get in on something here.
How about Curry? No. Now, this happened to me a few weeks ago. No threes in the first half for Steph Curry, Joe. Live numbers over 2.5 at +102. Now, has he been shooting and missing, or is he just not doing anything tonight? Because that
Butler's playing tonight, by the way, and so is Rozier.
I know that. I told you that this afternoon.
I'm just saying. I'm just confirming.
I said that they were getting guys back. Now they're not getting Hero back. They are getting those guys back. Curry's 0-for-6 from 3, Joe. 0-for-7 from the floor. He's got no points. 0. Bagel. Donut. Do you want it? Let's jump on Curry, Joe.
Nah, I'm not going to do it. I'll tell you who I am going to jump on. Luka's the pig tonight, 27 at the half. His in-game total is 44 and a hook. You want to take him for 50?
No.
Plus 275.
I'm getting in on Curry.
I'm going to take Luka.
I'm getting in on Curry.
How about this Kentucky team catching 9.5 in-game? They're going to get blown out? 10.5. They're going to get smashed tonight?
It's possible.
I'm going to I mean, 10.5?
It's possible.
Nah.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're just getting going here on a Tuesday night on the grid. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here. Mike Carver and, of course, Joe Lisi, the Encyclopedia of College Football. Go for the two. J.P. Fleming in the house tonight as well. Jumped in on what?
Parlay. Ready? In-game. Kentucky in-game. Plus 10.5. Luka 50 plus. Texas plus 3.5.
All right. Rattle that off again, Joe. What are you saying?
Cats plus 10.5.
Mm-hmm.
Luka for 50. He's got 27.
Yeah. Okay.
And Texas plus 3.5.
Texas plus 3.5, huh? Hmm. All right.
Are you with me?
You're in. I'm not with you. I'm not with you. No shit.
And I have another parlay going. You ready?
Sure. Let's hear it.
Indiana plus the 3.5. Under okay. Houston, Cincy. 132 and a hook. Over 7.5 goals. Blues, Jets.
Man, under 7.5 goals. Blues,
over,
Jets.
Over.
Over 7.5 goals. Blues, Jets. How many are on the board already?
They just started. 4 minutes in. No score.
Hold on a second. 4 minutes in, no score. So that, what, you mean 5.5 then?
What do you mean?
I thought you said 7.5.
I said they're 4.5 minutes in.
Oh. But the number you got is 5.5.
No, 7.5. Altered line.
Oh, you altered the line. I don't know why you do that, but all right.
Because it was plus 290.
Well, it's plus 290 for a reason. Right now, it's 5.5 with the over minus 108.
Okay.
You're so greedy sometimes, though. You gotta be, the greed just overtakes you. If there's a live over I do like, Joe, in the hockey, it's Vegas and Toronto, who are scoreless halfway through the game. So you're getting over 3.5 at plus 102.
All right.
That I kind of like.
All right, hero.
I think that's one that we should be looking at. You want to put it with the golf?
No.
Why not?
I'm not going to put it with the golf.
Come on.
Man, the top four teams in the ACC, North Carolina, Duke, Virginia, and Wake Forest.
So they'd get the double bye right now in the conference tournament in a couple weeks.
Yep.
The double bye. They actually started putting that up, Joe. They put up the conference tournament numbers. ACC,
really,
of course, they don't have
numbers.
The ACC up right now. But they are starting to put those up, Joe.
All right. Here comes
and some of the smaller schools, the mid-major ones, which are crucial to us because I love those mid-major conference tournaments. What's the matter? Here comes Kentucky. Is that what you said?
Here come the Cats.
Where are they at?
Down nine. It's a little 4-0 run to wet the palate.
Yeah, Clemson has a lead now, too.
Nah, Clemson sucks. I hate Clemson. I told you, this team, it's the uniforms. How do you wear these unis on the road? They're ugly. Look like App State. Branding issue.
Somebody's got to, they got to hire you, Joe, to do all that. You're the guy they should be looking at.
Yeah, they should. I should be. You're right.
They sucked me in with the Curry, too, Joe. I took the over 2.5 threes.
You go for the usual suspects.
It's not usual suspects.
You got to go off the beaten path. You got to dive deep into the wickets sometimes.
Deep into the wickets, huh? The guy's got no threes, and he usually gets about 5 or 6 a game. I need him to get 3 in the second half.
Every now and then, the books are right.
Here we go. LSU is going to melt now, too, against Georgia. Had a 13-point lead at the half. Now it's down to 6.
I need these Hoosiers to hang in there. They're up 4. This is an ugly game. We got to grind it out.
You're getting. You're in good shape
slow
there.
Slow it down. What?
You're in good shape there. You're getting.
Stop. I'm in good shape. There you go again. Always trying to put the kibosh on me.
That's not putting the kibosh on you. I thought we were getting involved with this Valpo Northern Iowa game out of the...
Is that what we're doing? All right, let's do it.
What do you want to do? Missouri Valley League. 11-5 Northern Iowa right now. They're laying a cool 18.5. You want to take the under, 140?
Hang on. Let's look at this objectively. Here comes Vatek crawling their way back. You want to dive into this? I'm looking here. You want Valpo, huh? You don't want that. You don't want any piece of this Southern Illinois Edwardsville versus Eastern Illinois that just tips off.
Who?
Southern Illinois Edwardsville. versus Eastern Illinois. Come on, let's go for the under.
I don't want any.
Go for the under. Come on. Come on. Come on. All the money is on Edwardsville. You want to take a shot with Eastern Illinois at home at even money? Come on.
No.
Here come the Cats down 7 crawling their way back. They're crawling on their fingernails. Crawling back. Come on. Come on. Take the under with me. Eastern Illinois.
Nah. I'm out. I don't know. That's one conference. I don't know anything that's going on there.
I'm putting it on record. I'm taking the under. Eastern Illinois and Southern Illinois, Edwardsville. All right?
It's not for me, Joe.
Well, nobody said this is for the faint of heart, Mike.
When I want to do that, I know it obviously qualifies for the obscure mid-major game of the night. I mean, that game is that even a Division I game? Here we go. I found it.
Come on, take a ride. Check it out.
These guys are in the Ohio Valley.
So what? Come on, take the under with me.
Come on,
put it with Texas.
No, I don't like Texas tonight. When was the last time these guys played?
We got to break it down like with Joe Lenardi. Now.
Yeah, well, that's I do, Joe.
Gut and feel. Sometimes you got to use the little body.
SIU beat them by 9 last time they played. Dead under, too, from this number. Dead under.
All right, so go to the under with me. Come on. Come on. Keep shooting. Come on, Skip. Keep shooting.
Put it with the golf.
No, I'm going to put it with Texas.
Yeah, I'm building a golf cart for this weekend.
I put it with Texas. I'm in. Under 140 and a half in the Longhorns. Come on. Come on. Come on. Pull the trigger. Do it.
What are you yelling
about?
I just told you that I was going to go in on this Southern Illinois, whatever it is, SIU, Evansville, Edwardsville. I'm going in on it. Relax.
All right.
I'm not doing the other nonsense that you have.
It's like you're window shopping for a second. I don't know what you're doing. It's like you're buying a car.
I'd rather take the under in the Northern Iowa game.
Ah, with this Northern Iowa Valpo. Come on. Let's go outside the comfort zone. Think outside the box. We're in Edwardsville, and who else? What's the other team we got?
Eastern Illinois.
There you go.
Yeah. Houston opening it up now against Cincinnati, too. Here with 16 minutes to go. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Haro next on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159 here with you. On a Tuesday night on the grid. All right, Joe, so we're in on this SIU, Edwardsville, Eastern Illinois. That'll be the obscure mid-major game of the night out of the Ohio Valley, under 140 and a half. Tips in about 5 minutes if you would like to join me
and
Joe.
You don't sound happy about it.
Because it's not a conference that I like to bet on. Like, I like when we're getting on the... And then on the NEC or the MAC, not the real MAC, not the Mid-American. I'm talking about the Metro Atlantic. I like that. I like the CAA. You know, those are the mid-majors. I like the WCC, the Big West. I prefer those, Joe. You got me involved in this Ohio Valley Conference, which nobody cares about. It's very tough. But we'll try to get through there tonight.
We're trying to navigate through the wickets, Carver. This is
we
it.
Will.
It's tournament time. We're trying
we'll
to
try.
Listen, there's a couple of, you know, rough waves out there, but I'm trying to take us, you know, sometimes you got to face it head on and you got to take the bow. You got to go right through that wave. You got to cut right through it. She cuts like a knife.
That's right. There you go, Joe. You got it. Every week we talk, of course, with our sports business and legal insider, the one, the only, the sports professor, Rick Haro, here on Carver and Lisi. I talked to him earlier on Coast to Coast. Now we get the extended chat. Hi, Rick. How are you?
Was that Lisi attempting to sing? Because if it was, I'm going to sleep.
Yeah,
she cuts like a knife. Who was that, Eddie Money?
Yeah,
that used to sing that.
Yeah, but that's not you. One thing worse than you doing it once, that's you doing it twice, all right? So just sit on it for a couple minutes. I want to talk Mac. I want to talk USFL and Mac, because I heard a rumor that UMass is joining the Mac. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Joe wasn't happy about that, but listen, it's all because of it's. I don't like it because UMass has been in the A-10 in basketball for so long, and they've been such a big part of that. That's another mid-major conference that I love, and he's been a part of it for. They've been a part of it for so long, and now because of football, of course, and I get it. They got to go join the Mid-American, which is understandable, and it's all about football, Rick. We know that football drives everything.
I remember 2 years ago, I had given a speech at Vanderbilt, and my penalty was that I had to go to their football game on Saturday. It was a Friday night speech, so they made me go. But maybe 3 years ago. And UMass missed a 24-yard field goal. It's one of those pigeon early games where the SEC gets to choose a pigeon, and UMass almost beat him in Vandy. And both teams, both teams can go by the way of the dinosaur in football, as far as I was concerned.
No doubt about that. I told you earlier that I wanted to talk to you about this the golf thing that they did last night down there, which was the match. Now, they've done the match several times on TNT and Capital One, everybody who's involved in that venture. I will say I think this was the least publicized one that they have done, Rick. Obviously in the past they've had Tiger and Phil, and they did all the quarterbacks with Rodgers and Brady and Manning and Allen and all these guys. But this time they had some of the LPGA players involved. You had Rory, Max Homa, Lexi Thompson, Rose Zhang. And I was all under the lights down by you in Florida, and it looked really cool. Obviously, you couldn't see the ball. They were doing some fun stuff with close to the pin and otherwise. And it's a shame it was probably the least watched one and the least talked about one, because I actually thought it looked pretty cool, Rick.
Well, yeah, and compared to some of the pretenders they've had before, Lexi Thompson is a hometown girl from South Palm Beach County. And, that was a great matchup and a great combination. And I don't have an answer to why they didn't promote it well, but I do agree with you. I was over in Tampa playing in a tournament yesterday, and I had it on my list. And then before you knew it, I got home, and I was thinking, man, why did I passed? I passed the damn course. I should have gone to see it. That's one of those great tragedies of something that I missed, and frankly, a lot of people missed it too. But we're all getting ready for the Honda/Cognizant here, which is the next tournament down here. And, Rory's playing in it, and a few of the big guys used to not play here just because they were getting ready for the Players and the Arnold Palmer. And now Rory says he wants to play a lot more, getting ready for the Masters, and everybody's kind of following suit. It's not a perfect field, but it's sure better than the last few years.
Yeah, well, Rick, I just want to say about that. That's big down in Tampa. There's a couple of restaurants you got to check out. But I might be in the area of this. What is it? The Cognizant Classic.
Yeah, this bothers me too. That Joe's going to be down here this weekend. I would love to be at this golf tournament, and Joe's not going to go anywhere near it.
Now, let me just say this, Rick, okay? I'm very familiar with Palm Beach Gardens, and I'm familiar with West Palm as well. If you're going to be over there, maybe we'll break bread. You got no shot to get me out to the golf, but I might take you up on at least a glass of vino.
Well, look, Palm Beach Gardens used to be kind of a cow pasture, with PGA National being the only thing. Now there are some restaurant pockets for kind of nouveau, want to be cool, dressed up in Italian tweed, and you fit that part. So I would be glad, to the extent you are coming down, give me at least 10 minutes notice, and I will be, God, I hate to say this, but I would be your wingman.
Oh, wow. Carver, look at Carver's going to be jealous.
This bothers me. It does. I want to go to the golf. Like, I'd like to. I want to see Rick also, but I want to go to the golf. You're going to be so close to it. I already told Rick next year, like, I'm going to stay in the guest house. He doesn't have a guest room. He has a guest house. I'm going to stay in the guest house.
You're
going to
stay.
The weekend.
You'll stay in the guest house with my guest. My guest dog, Nuke.
Next year, the weekend of the Cognizant next year, I'm going to stay in Rick's guest house, and I'm going to go over to the tournament on Friday and Saturday. I'm going to go over.
That's an offer, man, and I'm going to walk you in there because that's a good tournament, and it frankly doesn't get enough publicity. So we need to get more media in it, and you are genuinely a golf fan, and I know Joe is genuinely a pretender. So you should come and take advantage of it.
Wow.
Look at that, Joe. You like that?
Fucking swings.
I don't mean a pretender.
No, you're right.
I don't mean a pretender in life. I mean a pretender on the golf course and a pretender in a golf tournament. That's a big difference between pretender in life and
no, I make no bones about it. I make no bones about it, Rick. The minute that I give in and say I'm playing golf is probably in my mind that I say I'm over the hill and old, and I'm not willing to give up on that dream yet. But I could dress the part. I'll wear the slacks, the Calvin Klein. I'll rock out the polo, get a size too small to get the arms going like Brooks Koepka. Don't worry about that. I'll have it going, But we'll see how that plays out.
I tell you what.
Good. Yeah.
I can't wait to see kind of a mini Popeye. If the arms are too small for the shirt, that'll be good. We'll take a picture of it. It'll go viral for your tens of fans.
I'm going to the gym after the show. Don't worry. I'm making sure that I'm a little, a little swollen for the trip.
He's got to get to work, Rick. He's got to get to work. Since we've done so all this golf, we'll start the list when we come back because we're almost at the break. I got one other thing for you, and that is all these LIV guys are the belly. As we get closer to the first major of the year, there's been more and more belly aching. From these guys, obviously specifically Taylor Gooch, about them not being able to play in these majors. Masters gave Neiman a pass in there because he played a couple of international tournaments. Liv is in Saudi Arabia this weekend where Brooks is he's going for the hat trick. And I'm actually into it now, Rick, even more because New York turned the light on now. New York's letting you bet on Liv starting this week, so that excites me.
That excites a lot of people, by the way. And as I told you, when I was at the Super Bowl, The day that I was at LIV was an eye-opener. I still don't like the music. I don't like the shotgun starts. There are a lot of things that are different than traditional golf. But when you put that aside, they know what they're doing. They're promoting the hell out of it. They have merchandise carts that will ride up and down the fairway. So when you're between shots, people are actually buying hats and shirts out of the golf cart.
So you could have got me a Four Aces hat while you were there in Vegas? You could have got me the Four Aces hat to go with my Masters hat?
I got a hat back up. Until I physically give you the Masters hats, there will be no more hats for you until I put that other one on your head. But the idea of creative stuff is really kind of cool. So watch out for them.
Rick, while you're in Tampa, you got to check out this restaurant I've eaten at Union, between the International and West Shore Express malls. Phenomenal, great. I'm telling you, double balcony. You can have a drink on the outside. Beautiful.
All right. Well, I will do that, and a lot of other nice restaurants in Tampa. But your judgment, seriously, is worth a lot. And Tampa's a great place. When the Lightning are in the playoffs, I'm going to go every other week. So I will take you up on that.
How about that? There you go, Joe. We're going to get you in the mix. We're going to get you over there to that place. No problem whatsoever. All right, we'll come back, and we will actually get into all the info with Rick. We'll go through the 15, some of the topics, and we'll have some fun on the way there. Rick Carver, Sports Business and Legal Insider. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on a Tuesday night on the grid. Rick Haro is with us, our sports business and legal insider. Mississippi State is now up 6. Kentucky got it to at least, I think Joe said 3 before.
2.
But now they got it to. They have now extended back out to a 6-point lead. Clemson up 2 on Pitt, 52-50. They're at about 7 minutes to go in that game. Houston leads Cincinnati 47-35. They're at just under 9 minutes to go. So I need Houston to clamp it down here. I got that under 59.5.
And we don't need that getting anywhere. They're on a blistering pace, too, in Eastern Illinois. 9 up.
Yeah, you know, I told you, you shouldn't have been involved in that game. But sure enough, they're off to a blistering pace. And Kansas leads BYU 33-26 in the early going as well. Rick is with us. All right, Rick, let's go through some of these here. I talked to a few of these about you this afternoon, but our radio audience didn't get to hear from. And the first one I want to do is I want to go back to the uniforms with Major League Baseball. Like, honestly, they really find ways to just keep themselves in some kind of negative light somehow. I don't know why they had a problem with their uniform. Isn't this also, refresh my memory, isn't this like the third time in the last 10 years they've changed either the uniform provider or whoever's doing the uniforms? Maybe I'm wrong on that. I might be thinking of hockey, but why were they so hot to change the uniform? They look awful. The players hate them. What are we doing here with the uniforms?
Because Nike and Fanatics cut a deal, and Fanatics wanted to do something more than just memorabilia and merchandise, and here it is. You know, it is ironic that it's the time of year again, as I told you earlier, that next week is Underwear Week, where every NFL guy goes to Indianapolis and strips for the cameras and the coaches, and now we have see-through pants in baseball. So I don't get the controversy. I get why nobody likes the uniforms, but I don't get why this hadn't been vetted by, you know, a team rep by every team and basically doing a better job of trying to reach some kind of consensus before they went public. This is not one of those things where it's like logos. You know, everybody doesn't have to agree on a logo, but you have enough critical mass that says, all right, I like this, and they go forward with it. This, for some reason, I haven't found one person that liked them. And so, just like in 2006 and the amazing disappearing synthetic basketball, and the NBA had to redo all of that, this is a major issue.
Rick, what's the situation with the White Sox and Bears? They're looking for more stadium funds. Is this going to get done sooner, like pre-August, or we're looking at this more towards the end of the year?
No, this won't get done for a while. Carver, you remember, because you're from, you know, near there, that or you've been around it, where the last deal that was done for guaranteed rate ballpark after the old Comiskey was
right,
that the St. Petersburg deadline was there, and the Illinois legislature had to turn back the clock for a half hour because they didn't get the vote done in time. And the, you know, team was basically packed up and was about to do an Indianapolis Colts from Baltimore. And here we go again after the financing for that stadium was done. Jerry Reinsdorf made the argument that, well, you know, I'm not moving, but I want you to know that the team is worth much more if it leaves town, which was kind of an interesting comment. And then the Bears have been looking at Arlington Heights, Arlington Park, for a long time, and now they're leveraging again the city of Chicago. So the mayor of Chicago has his hands full. I'm not sure he's a rookie mayor that he signed up for all of this. It could cost $4 billion, $2 billion apiece, and that's a lot of money.
And I'm not very familiar with the landscape of Chicago or Southern Illinois or any of this stuff. How far is this Arlington Park joint where they want to build this Bears Stadium? How far is that from the actual city, Rick? What's the travel there for that?
Well, like everything else in Chicago, it depends on traffic. But it's about 40 miles or so, 30 miles. But, you know, it's the outer loop. I guess it's equivalent to what you might call the Meadowlands for from
I think I think it would be more like if you were in New York City going out to like the Nassau Coliseum, it almost seems like it's more like that.
Yeah, that could
further
yeah
up.
It could be that, and it could be like Dallas to Arlington to Fort Worth. It's not that close, but it is a city that has a tax base that says we want to be known, we want the byline to be, you know, Arlington Heights, Arlington Park, Illinois, and it has its special feeling that, you know, ironically, it's exactly what Arlington, Texas found when they spent all of that money for Jerry Jones and otherwise. People now know Arlington. They didn't know it before. And that's a big deal to some mayors. So it's going to be an interesting thing, and no, it will not happen overnight.
The NASCAR, of course, you know, they'll tell you they got hurt, Rick, because they moved to Monday. That's why the numbers weren't as good as they were. They got rained out on Sunday. They moved to Monday. But either way, it just kind of seems to me that the numbers still, as we kind of alluded to last week or the week before, I mean, they're just not where they used to be because of the stars, right?
Well, you know, Tony Stewart in and around. The Earnhardts aren't around. Dale Jarrett, the old guys, right? Jeff Gordon. And I know that, what is it, 4 out of the last 6 Daytonas, I don't know if that's the right number, it's close, are first-time winners. And so I guess it's okay for the underdog, but it's hard to develop a star following if the first guy, you know, the guy that wins is the, it's the first race and he's a rookie driver and he's all excited. But every sport, in essence, is a superstar league. Remember 3 years ago, Mike Trout was making an argument that they need to use us more because we are a superstar league and they don't do a good enough job to promoting us. And I think it's the same way in all sports. You know, the years before Larry Bird and Magic Johnson, tape delay, NBA, and Michael, and Kobe. And I'm not sure that it's not the same way all over.
Yeah, we'll get to the next question. Just a huge comeback by Kentucky. Up 1 now, Carver.
Wow, how about that?
Storming back with those cats. Rick, I want to talk about EA for a second, all right? Each player is going to have the opportunity to opt in, get $600 and a copy of the game, which probably is valued at like $70, right? They waited like a decade for this. This is the monumental payday that everybody was holding out for. And here's the biggest problem. The armed forces can't get the $600 because of NIL. Army, Navy, and Air Force. They can get a copy of the game, but they can't get the $600 in their pocket. Why is that?
Well, because there are specific rules regarding the armed services that don't apply to everybody else. So, you know, maybe that ought to be changed. They agree to it when they signed up, just like the mandatory service rules. If you are good enough to be a pro athlete, you got to get it waived, and if you don't, you're going to have to serve. But the bigger issue is, you know, that $600, it's a lot of money for EA when you increase it by the 154 schools and the 85 players on each team that get access to those $600. So it's a big settlement, but it's not for the superstar. It's for every player, and I think that's probably a good idea. You know, the third-string offensive lineman, if he signs up, he gets $600 in a game, and I kind of like that idea, and I also like the idea of EA College Football coming back, and we know it's coming back. It'll be back by September.
Wow. Yeah, it's been a long time. They've been waiting to get at it, that's for sure. Super Bowl halftime shows, a cultural phenomenon beyond the game. They've obviously gotten bigger and bigger over the years, Rick. There's no doubt about that. I'm waiting to see them maybe mix a rock act in there at some point. It's been a very long time since they did that. But they've been very successful every single year.
I want James Taylor to come back. That would rock the place. I want Elton John. I want that kind of stuff. I know you don't because you think you're too cool for that. But I think that would be a really cool. I remember Up With People in 1970. What? Up With People? Yeah, that was kind of the first one of these halftimes. And now look at every halftime is huge. you're in the billions of hits. And, you know, if it's not going to be Travis Kelce with a special cameo by Taylor Swift, then I want it to be James Taylor or Elton John.
You started the hit saying you were going to talk about this, talk about that. You said UFL, so let's hear it. Where are we? We're right around 33 days away, Rick, before the start of the season. What's the latest update?
Latest update is they're hiring all their coaches. They're bringing all their players in. You know, The Rock is relentlessly promoting, and I really do think it has a chance of succeeding. Now, I see him everywhere. Well, what does succeed mean to you, Joe Lisi, since you are the godfather of these leagues? How would you define success?
Success is they make it through the season, they have fans in the stands, and the games are enjoyable. That's what, and I could bet on them.
They get all three.
Well, they're going to bet on it. They will. The games are going to be competitive, probably, hopefully. And they'll have, you know, a handful of fans in the stands. And because Fox, because it's owned by the networks, and the networks are only competing against baseball and other summer programming, you'll probably get your wish. I'm not sure that success means long-term success, because remember the USFL years ago, when they had 25, 30,000 people, they all got excited and realized they thought they were bigger than their bridges. And then Donald Trump convinced them to, you know, go to the spring. And then they won their case in court, and they won $3. The point is not to get over your skis. I do think it has a chance of success. My definition would be kind of like yours, hanging around for a while.
Before we go, Rick, give everybody the update on the NFL salary cap, which just had an absolutely monstrous jump, historic $30 million increase. That's going to be huge for every team.
Yeah, the medical benefits, the number, it's higher than it's ever been before by a lot. And it's not just important for every team who thinks now that $30 million is a gift from God, even if the general manager of that team has managed over the cap. Now they got $30 million kind of coming in from heaven. But what about the defensive Josh Allen? What about Kirk Cousins? You know, what about T. Higgins? All of those guys who certainly are meriting more than one bidder, now you got a whole lot of bidders with a whole lot of money, and everybody is happy. You got free agents that'll be signed, then you got the draft, and everybody thinks they're winning the Super Bowl, except the Bills, who, of course, lost four straight.
Ah, oh, that's nice. There you go. You had to throw that in at the end. Rick, have a great time at PGA National this week when you go and stop by. Say hi to Rory for me, and we'll see you next week. There he is, Rick Harrow, our sports business and legal insider. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM. Channel 1. You all right, Joe? Jeez. 159. You okay?
I'm in a couple of dog fights here.
Yeah, they're coming down to the wire here in a few of these.
How about
down
the
wire?
By
Kentucky up 7 now.
Smashed them. You didn't want to jump in with me. Plus 10.5, I got them.
I was
plus
already in on them. So.
What?
I was already in on them, so.
That's a beatdown. I told
pre-game.
You, no shot. No shot.
You said no shot. I cannot believe this Houston team. I'm going to get burned here on this team total.
Why are they still scoring?
I don't know, but this game is...
This is what they do. Why are they fouling?
The pace is just like... I mean, there was 40 points scored in the first half. Like, it was 26-17 at the half.
Luka's got 45. Could he give me 5 points
slow
in 5 minutes?
Slow the game down. There's no way they only allow 16 points in the last 4 minutes. They're going to get to 60. Maybe not. Who knows?
60?
Slow the game down.
What is 60? What are you talking about? What do you think? This is 40 minutes of hell with Nolan Richardson? I mean, come on. Hey, hang in there, Indiana. Hang in there.
Well, they had a delay, Joe. They cleared everybody out of Assembly Hall.
They're up two. Okay. They swept them off the streets. Let's go. They're up two with 3 minutes left. They're playing.
They're playing.
They're
certainly playing.
Luka. Could this Luka give me 5 points in 5 minutes?
Why, you played him for 50?
Yeah.
Game's close. I mean, he's going to be out of there. He's going to have a chance
foul
to get
him.
It.
Slap the wrist. Slap the wrist.
He's going to have a chance. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. Hour number two on the grid right after this.